Let's do it.
Where is Roger?
Hey,
how's
your kids?
How's
your wife?
Don't
go there.
And now it's time for Pop Looney. Here he is. Me. Oh,
thank you, Tom Looney. Outstanding introduction. Love the voice. Turn up really loud in the Sony headphones. I love the jingle. The Twitter page, twitter.com/LooneyOnFox, is where we can tweet together.
You're creepy.
That is the old-fashioned email. Actually, now it's a brand new email.
You've got
LooneyOnFox@gmail.com. Pop Looney powered by TrueCar. With TrueCar, see what other people in your area have paid for the same new or used car, and then see real pricing on current inventory and dealerships nationwide so you don't get ripped off. Check out TrueCar.com and find out what I'm talking about tonight for our very special Oscar edition of Pop Looney. JT, we are joined by Jackson Murphy, Lights, Camera Jackson. Follow him on Twitter at LCJReviews. He's in his 12th year as a professional film critic. Friend of the show, he's also 18, the youngest member of the Broadcast
Jackson,
Film Critics Association.
What's happening, my friend? Good to have you back.
Hello, guys. Great to be back on. How you doing?
Good to have you.
I don't want to put a damper on Pop Looney here in the awards, but please tell me, is this a down year in the movies if we're leading with La La Land? You wouldn't put La La Land up there with movies like The Godfather 1 or 2 or Raging Bull
or Gone with the Wind,
Platoon or The Titanic, would you, Jackson?
Let me tell you, La La Land was my favorite movie of 2016, the best movie. Record-breaking 14 nominations, tied it with Titanic and All About Eve. And let me tell you, I think Titanic is a fantastic film, and I watched All About Eve for the very first time over the summer. I love both of those films, and you know what? I think La La Land is right up there with them.
Why did you like La La Land? I liked it too, but why did you like it?
It moved me in ways that I didn't expect. The songs are phenomenal. Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling give career-defining performances. The music is sensational. The ending is completely unexpected. Obviously, I won't spoil it for the listeners out there who still haven't seen it. You got to go experience it. It's an old-fashioned feel, but it's set in modern day. Just brilliant.
Now, other stands out include Moonlight, up for 8 awards. Tied with Moonlight is Arrival, also 8 nominations. Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Hacksaw Ridge also had an impressive showing with 6 nominations apiece, but you don't think those movies stand a chance against La La Land this year?
And now I really think La La Land's going to do very, very well. I was very surprised, I got to tell you, about the Arrival situation, because Amy Adams should have been in the Best Actress category because she had gotten all the nominations throughout all the other award shows this season. I was very surprised not to see her on the list this morning.
Well, jumping ahead to that, do you think that was the number one snub with Amy Adams not getting a Best Actress nomination?
Absolutely, without question, the biggest snub. She's a 5-time Oscar nominee, one of the nicest people in the world, really, really sweet. She has been snubbed before twice. She was snubbed for Big Eyes 2 years ago, and frankly, she could have gotten a nomination for Enchanted all those years ago, her breakthrough performance as Princess Giselle, because she got a Critics' Choice and a Golden Globe nomination for that, and she won a Golden Globe for Big Eyes, so she could have gotten nominated for that too. Yes, by far the biggest snub, though Hugh Grant as well for Florence Foster Jenkins. Everybody had him on the supporting actor list.
I've loved Amy since Junebug.
Let me jump in here. I want to know if there was a snub for Denzel Washington for Best Director, and has Hollywood finally forgiven Mel Gibson, who's back in an unbelievable Academy Award-type directing, a phenomenon here. I thought that movie was brilliant. I finally got around to see it. Mel Gibson, could he walk away with another Oscar?
Ooh, I don't know if he's going to do it because of Damien Chazelle, but boy, I'm happy to see Mel Gibson in the category. When I saw Hacksaw Ridge in November, I did not expect it would get this kind of awards attention. I liked the movie. I didn't love the movie. But I think when it comes to Denzel Washington, he was a Critics' Choice nominee for Best Director, but he didn't get a DGA. It wasn't really going his way. More of an acting performance. More of an actor's movie, Fences is, than a director's movie.
Now, even though there's 9 movies nominated, The Dirty Secret, Jackson, is really, I think there's really 5 nominations, and all we have to do is look at Best Director. Those 5 are the real nominees with La La Land, Moonlight, Arrival, Manchester by the Sea, and Hacksaw Ridge. Do you agree with that?
I do, but I wouldn't count out Lion. I think Lion is a fantastic film.
I loved it.
Davis should have been in the Best Director conversation, and it's really got a lot of power to it. It's a sweet story. Dev Patel and Nicole Kidman are fantastic in it. I wouldn't count out Lion. I think it's a great, great film.
Now, Viola Davis is the popular choice for popular people. Talk about her performance in Fences. The Academy loves Viola Davis. She loves the Screen Actors Guild, the Hollywood Foreign Press. She's great, not only with these roles, but when award season comes up there, she's everywhere. Can Viola Davis build a brilliant Hollywood career by continuing to knock down Academy Awards?
Yeah, I think she's finally probably going to win her first Academy Award for her performance in Fences. Was nominated for Doubt, was nominated for The Help, lost to Meryl Streep that year. Viola Davis becoming the first African-American actress with three career nominations today. Yes, a powerful performance in Fences. She is the Best Supporting Actress frontrunner at this point.
Well, before we get to Best Actor, let's stick with the Best Actresses. The Best Actress nominees, Natalie Portman for Jackie, Emma Stone, La La Land, Isabel Huppert for Elle, Meryl Streep, Florence Foster Jenkins, and Ruth Negga for Loving. My Nostradamus prediction, Jackson, is that Natalie Portman will probably win for Jackie. What do you think?
Ooh, I mean, I'm thinking Emma Stone, and we'll see what happens this Sunday at the SAG Awards. It could be Emma Stone. Could also go to Meryl Streep after her Golden Globe speech, which Hollywood and the industry loved.
Wait a second, hold on. I got to stop Jackson Murphy, because how old are you again?
I am 18 years old.
18 years old. Are you telling me in this political climate, because she at the time bashed the president-elect, who's now the president of the United States, she's going to be rewarded for a movie that was average at best, and they're going to give her a statue because she bashed the president of the United States? Is that how you win this award?
They could give her the award for playing Meryl Streep, the politician. I thought Florence Foster Jenkins was an all right movie, a decent Meryl Streep performance, not my favorite. But I do think it will probably go to Emma Stone. But don't be surprised, actors voting for other actors come Sunday. The voting doesn't end until, I think the voting ends Friday for the SAG Awards. So they still got time to vote.
And don't forget, Natalie Portman, I saw the performance in Jackie, and she was incredible. Your Best Actor nominees, Ryan Gosling for La La Land, Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea, Denzel Washington for Fences, Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge, and Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic, which I didn't see that one. I was thinking Casey Affleck. He won almost every award so far.
For pouting?
For
pouting, his role was
yes.
Pouting for the entire movie. We're going to give him an Academy Award like De Niro and Daniel Day-Lewis for pouting?
I think you're singing up Jackson's tree here. I don't think you like Manchester by the Sea as much as everybody else, did you, Jackson?
Not as much. I think Casey Affleck is fantastic in it. I had some problems with the story and some of the characters, but I got to tell you, my favorite lead actor performance of the year, not even on this list, Michael Keaton, unbelievable in The Founder. He was so good in Birdman 2 years ago, and then he comes out here playing Ray Kroc, and you got to go see it. It's in theaters now, The Founder. He is so good. He should have been nominated. Matthew McConaughey also should have been nominated today for Gold. Very
Jackson,
well.
Let me ask you, I'm confused in the documentary category. With the O.J. documentary, was it a TV show? Was it a movie? Was it a documentary?
Now, how did it qualify?
And how is the Academy going to reward the O.J. saga? Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, it was screened in theaters in Los Angeles. It played in theaters, so it qualified all 8 hours, and it's phenomenal. I had it in my top five list for 2016. And yes, it was on ESPN, but because it was in theaters, it qualified. It won the Critics' Choice Documentary Award for Best Theatrical Documentary Feature because it is very, very good. Also happy to see Life Animated nominated in that category, though Tower, really powerful, too. I wish Tower got on that list.
Did you have it in top five best films or top five best documentaries?
Top five best films of the year. It was just an unbelievable roller coaster ride. Watching it, your jaw drops, the whole thing. It's incredible.
Yeah, a guy from the LA Times today had it in his top five movies, period.
And Jackson, you're fantastic.
I know it. Unbelievable.
I mean, your work ethic is amazing. 18 years old. Tell our audience how we can find you on social media. What are your goals the rest of your career? I mean, you're absolutely on fire in this industry.
Thank you, guys. I'm just going to keep on cruising. Lights-camera-jackson.com, Twitter @LCJReviews, Instagram at LightsCamJackson. I'm on Snapchat, LCJ Reviews, YouTube, LightsCamerJackson, Facebook, LightsCamerJackson.
Jackson Murphy.
Agent? Do you have an agent or your family helping you along the way? I grew up with Rex Reed and I grew up with Siskel and Ebert. You're the next great movie reviewer.
Yes, he is. Why we got him on.
Thank you. Roger Ebert was amazing to me. He and so many others have helped me along through this whole thing. Roger was amazing.
Well, thank you for letting us glom onto your fame, Jackson, so young. and continued good luck. Jackson Murphy from Lights, Camera, Jackson, joining us for this very special Oscar edition of Pop Looney.